Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I'm recording on the first day of summer vacation for us. I don't know if you guys are on summer vacation if you have kids or if you're feeling the collective energy of summertime start to creep in. Either way, summer is my favorite season. We live on the lake. We used to be boaters, like we're water people. I don't love to be in the water, but I love to be around the water. And summer is just my favorite time of year. So happy summer. If you're experiencing summer weather, if you're in Michigan like me, it's actually kind of been a little chilly, which is fine, but it's coming. It's just a collective energy that feels a little bit different. Anytime a season changes, I feel sometimes our systems can take a minute to catch up if we're not doing a lot of regulation practices, that we're kind of living more outside our body on the external front instead of really allowing ourselves to sink into the season and really experience the change. It can just sometimes feel like a jar and a shock to the system, especially if you have school age kids. It's like all of a sudden your structure is like, skirt, and it's like, okay, now I have to readjust. Your schedule might look a little bit different. I love a slow morning. I am also a projector in human design. I feel like my body was made to sleep. I love to sleep. I just do. If I don't get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, now 9 on a real good night, this isn't like an every night thing, I'm getting 9 hours. However, if I do get 9 hours, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wake up feeling so good. Like, my sleep score, I use the Oura Ring, and if I don't score in the upper 80s, like, I'm a little salty. And my husband last night, my little one snuck into our bed. He said he didn't feel good. He's completely fine, but I guess he just wanted to sleep with us. So my husband left the room because he's getting kind of big now, so he slept in a different room. And just because we have a king size bed, but there's not, you know, if you have kids, you know, they move around a lot. It's like, I don't know what they do in their sleep, but they are like starfish. Like, they are spread arms and legs and they're rocking and rolling and all over the place. So he's like, okay, well, I want to get some good sleep. And he didn't end up falling asleep. And this is very unlike him. He couldn't fall asleep for a couple hours after he got woken up. And I'm like, oh no. Cause there's been a few nights, I would say, 2, maybe 3 nights in this last year where I just remember staying up almost the entire night for no other reason than just my body would not, I don't know what was going on. There was just big energy shifts happening and it is miserable the next day to try to function running on like 1 to 3 or 4 hours of sleep. So it is a challenge, but summertime, summer vacation, we get to sleep in a little bit more. Like, we have some camps and fun things for the kids, but like, I love a slow morning. And if you have been following along on social media, we got another kitten. And he is so tiny and he is so cute. And his name is Marv. So we have Harv and Marv. We have Harvey and Marvin. And this baby is 11 weeks old and he is like a squirrel. He like body size, like he's brown. And when you pick him up, it's like, not that I've ever really held a squirrel, but it's like holding a little like rodent because he is so tiny. And Harvey, our almost 11 month old cat now, we call him Jumbo because he looks like a ginormous cat compared to this tiny little thing. So we've been having a lot of fun with the cats, but like if you open your eyes and like breathe the wrong way, they see that you're awake and it's like, ah, and then they want to play. So I'm like, okay, this will pass. Like, the kitten phase will pass, but he is so dang cute. And I'm actually going to be making their own
Instagram and maybe TikTok page coming. So that's coming soon. I'm entering into my cat influencer era. I will just say that, and I'm very excited for it. So because they're so cute and I'm like, I can't, like, now most people don't have an issue, but I'm like, I'm not going to spam my own personal Instagram account with only cat content, even though that's like, it's really hard not to when you have like this teeny tiny little kitten running around. But I think they need their own page. So that will be coming soon. So keep an eye out. Cause I'm like, let's put these cats on the internet. Cause they just bring so much joy. And that's, my algorithm is literally filled with pretty much ragdoll content, some personal development, like some fashion things, but like there's a lot of cat content coming across my algorithm, which I am not hating. So keep an eye out for that because I'm super excited. Getting into today's episode. Okay, clarity, right? Another one of those buzzwords. We talk about it all the time here where it's just like, I just need some clarity. I just need some clarity. I just have to figure it out. I have to figure it out. And that can feel a little heavy sometimes when we're constantly putting pressure on ourselves to quote unquote, figure it out. So this episode is for the woman, for you maybe, if you are mentally looping and overthinking or waiting for the right answer and trying to figure it out and pushing and pushing and pushing and being like, if I could just figure it out, then I will blank. But clarity doesn't come from pressure. It comes from presence. And as I was sitting on the dock last night, we have a pond in our front yard and my little one, my 7-year-old, loves to fish. And I love it so much because it requires you to be present. We don't have our phone. Like, I have my phone out there because he always wants to take a picture if we are catching fish, you know, but it requires you to be very present and in the moment. And that really brought me into this idea of what I want this summer to look like. And presence was the word that kept coming up because you might be pulled in many different directions this summer, especially if you have kids. But if you can allow yourself to learn to be present in those moments, I was just listening to another podcast. I cannot remember what podcast it was. I listened to a lot of different podcasts, but whoever it was like, and I'm subscribing to this as well. And it's like, if you're traveling or if you're working full time or working part time or whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you are, even if it's a 15-minute interval, either with your kids or on a client call or whatever, if you can be completely present during that time, that's going to help alleviate some of the guilt and the pressure that you feel to be in a million places at once. It's like, if I can just learn to be present now, I'm not going to feel guilty from, let's say you come home and you have 30 minutes. This is just a random example. To spend with your kids before you have to leave or get on a call or do this thing, right? And you are in those 30 minutes, and I'm only using kids as an example because it's just an easy to picture idea. And you're in this 30 minutes, but you're constantly thinking about what you're going to do on this call or when you get to this place. You're not present in that moment. So when you leave that time with your kids or significant other, whoever you're with, you're 50% in. So now you leave that 30-minute window and you're like, then thinking about and overthinking about what you could have done different. Well, I wasn't fully there. And then I wasn't there for that. So I'm not here for this because then I'm thinking about that thing. It's like, if we can just learn to be present where your feet are, think of how that could shift your overall perspective of how you're spending your time and how much guilt you would not feel from not being there. And I'm not saying that's going to be how every moment in our lives are going to be this year, because we're humans, right? We have a lot of shit going on in our brains and in our bodies, right? But if we can bring our awareness and attention to be more present where we are, think about how that could change your life. Think about how much more free you can be, how much more clarity you will experience from not pulling yourself from this to that, to this to that. Then all these energy leaks are happening throughout your day. You get in bed at night and you're like, what did I even do today? I was a million bajillion places, but I really wasn't any of those places because I was always worried about what was coming next. And that is where anxiety can stem from, overthinking those looping patterns and cycles of trying to feel, oh, I got to do all these things, right? If we could just breathe and connect into our bodies, Think of how that could change your life and how much more clarity could come from that. So it's a reminder to soften the grip that we have to want to control and be a million places and reconnect to what's really true beneath all of the noise, you know? So if you've been feeling like you're in some kind of fog or stuck between like seven tabs in your brain trying to figure it all out, I see you. I get it. And if you're in Michigan or surrounding area, they're saying north of us, there's these fires. I say that in quotation marks. There's like this smog that's present for the last week. And I don't know if it's going to be here for another week. Whatever it is, it's making, I don't believe it's fires. Okay. Whatever it is, whatever they're pumping out into the world, it's causing literal fog. And like people are having headaches and just experiencing this fatigue with whatever substance is in the air right now. So if you are feeling that way, I see you and I feel you. And like it's a lot, right? And I just had a client not that long ago in one of my mini summer coaching containers saying that she was coming in looking for clarity, but what she really needed was to hear herself again. And that's exactly it. We lose ourselves. We are in this constant hustle and fight to find this clarity and putting pressure on ourselves. And really what it is that we need is just to come back home to ourselves and listen to hear what you need. But it's really challenging to do that when we have a million tabs open in our brain all the time, because clarity doesn't always come from thinking, right? We think it does. Of course we think it does, right? Like, yeah, that's how our brains work. We think it comes from figuring it out. I just got to sit down and think about this thing, right? And then we get frustrated because we're like, well, I don't even know where to start. It comes from safety and stillness and connection to your own body from the neck down. I say this all of the time in my workshops, in my breathwork practices, in retreat space, that we tend to only focus on what is happening neck up, meaning what is going on in the mind. And then we tend to neglect and forget what goes down below the neck, right? What's going on in the body, what we're actually carrying and holding, okay? So the reframe, how can we reframe this? Because clarity, ultimately, to get to that level of clarity where it's like, I can finally see, I can finally breathe, I know my next moves, I feel it, instead of just overthinking it, it comes from a level of self-regulation from within. The part of the brain responsible for clarity, that part of your brain, it only comes online when the nervous system is regulated. When there's some form of cohesive regulation going on in your body, most of us, myself included, right? We're very dysregulated humans if we're not aware of what we're doing. Meaning we're feeling anxious and we're feeling like there's so much shit built up inside of us that we're like, something comes at us, we get a text message, we get a phone call, and it's like, I can't respond to this right now. Because it's just, if we could just figure out, and there's a bajillion tools to do it, how to regulate yourself in that moment, it comes down to breath, sound, and movement. That's how we're going to regulate. And it's so simple, right? As humans, we're designed, we're simple creatures with very complex DNAs and buildups and soul contracts that are living in our body. But ultimately, we were designed to live off of the land, right? Our bodies know safe and unsafe. We know from years and years and years, are we being chased by a giant animal? What does my body have to do to respond? Well, now our bodies are using, oh my gosh, and I've done this as well. We get an email and our body responds as if we're being chased by a tiger, right? That's a form of like dysregulation of, okay, if this email comes in, how can I regulate myself to be able to respond in a way that feels good? Because when you're dysregulated, your body's priority is survival, not decision-making. And most of us, we just need to be a little bit more streamlined in decision-making and not allowing those things to sit heavily on our bodies. I've been in different seasons of my life where I have let big or small decisions dictate how I move through life for like weeks at a time before I said, enough is enough. I can't continue going on like this I'm letting this thing loom over my head and in my body and weighing on my shoulders. And all I had to do was figure out how to regulate myself to make a decision or to make that choice from a place that feels good. It sounds so simple, but these are the things that we forget. And this is something we dive deep into in my coaching work all of the time. And currently I have 1 to 2 week coaching containers that I love because it's a bite-sized time frame. Many of us currently, we don't have the time and space to dedicate to a 4 week, 8 week, 12 week, 6 month, 1 year container that meets, you know what I'm saying? I have been a part of these. I have led these. I love them. I love mastermind containers. I love like extended coaching containers. I've been a part of them. I love them. However, I'm in a season of life right now where I just don't have the time and energy to dedicate, and that's okay, which is why I'm like, this is what I need. And this is what I know a lot of other women need, is this bite-sized, on-demand, easily accessible support. Because in this work, it's not just, well, what do you want? That question, oh my gosh, I love this question so much, because in my previous Level Up VIP containers and other masterminds that I've run, we go over this almost every time because it's such a simple question, but it's so layered and complex. And I always refer back to The Notebook where he's like, well, what do you want? What do you want? She's like, it's not that simple, right? Like, I always think of that meme and that movie in my head. It's not so much as what do you want? Because most people will just be like, oh, I want $1 million. Well, okay, yeah, everyone wants $1 million, right? That's like, cool. What do you really want? And most people struggle to answer that question because they don't know. We're moving around so fast in everyday life that we don't actually slow down to think about what we want. And when we do, okay, when we do that and we slow down enough and we're like, okay, I realistically, and these are random numbers, this means nothing to anybody out there, okay, this is random. Okay, what do I want? I want to make $100,000 this year. Let's say I have a client come in, I want to make $100,000 this year. Okay, maybe that's a little bit more realistic and obtainable than $1 million right now. Beautiful. But what would that $100,000 a year require of you to change, to shift? What is that going to look like on a day-to-day level where it means you now have to spend your time differently? You now have to prioritize your time differently. You may now have to eliminate some things or people, not physically eliminate people, but like distance yourself from some people. This is going to make your life look different. And what do humans fear the most almost is change and the unknown. Well, I've never done that before, so that's going to require a different version of me. But then that different version of you is tied into identity. So now I'm married to this identity of this thing that I thought I was, but that identity is now going to have to shift. But who am I without being attached to that identity? When you think about that, that is some scary shit. So it's not just what do you want, it's also do you feel safe to have it? And that's the real question that unlocks clarity. I'm going to turn that into a soundbite because that was good. I don't even remember what I said in that moment, but it was good because I felt it in my bones. That's the cycle that we go through as humans. Your body cannot give you clarity when it's in protection mode. So just think about that. In what areas of your life right now are you having these huge walls up of protection? And I'm not saying drop those walls. I've worked with a facilitator before, and she's, how do I describe her? She's kind of like, she's a medium and she's really this energetic spiritual worker, and she can channel different things and work with different levels of you. And it's really cool. And I worked with her a couple years ago and she was like, okay, I can see and feel you have a lot of these walls. And in order to get to this next level, I'm not asking you to lower those walls all the way. I'm just asking you to make a door, to open the door, and then you can close the door when needed. Because I won't ever tell somebody in breath work or retreats or whatever that, oh yeah, you just need to lower your walls and get vulnerable. It's like, your body will go into shock, as mine has, if somebody had told me that and they're like, well, you just need to let your walls down. It's like, well, I've lived my entire life with these walls up or building these walls block by block. And for someone to come in and just be like, you just got to lower your walls. That is so scary to your body that you'll just probably go into shutdown mode or go into so much dysregulation and have whatever trauma response that your body is familiar with, that you're like, I'm not going to do any of this. So screw you. And I'm good how I am. And that can become the cycle that we get stuck in. And I have been there many, many times. So we can't necessarily get to that level of clarity when we want and that we're craving when we're in protection mode. So how can you lower your wall a tiny bit or just crack a door open for the opportunity for something new to come in? Okay, because you want to get in your body before you get in your head. And that's how we move energy. That's breath work. That's walking. A few minutes of shaking can open that channel for clarity. I can't tell you how many times I'll be sitting in like the car waiting to pick my kids up from school. Like, and you can't see me right now. I am recording it on video, but I look like a bridge troll currently. Maybe I'll post it. I posted one last week and I really didn't care. Like, I barely brushed my hair. I'm still in my like sweatsuit. But I'll be sitting in my car, or tapping is one of my all-time favorite tools. I tap all of the time, or I shake my hands and start tapping at the top of my head and move down the patterning down my body. And it's almost like you can physically feel like a tingly energy. Like even just now, I just did it. I just tapped the top of my head for a minute and I could feel like the chills kind of go down my spine, and I can feel it right now. I look like a crazy person if I posted this video. But I can feel it all moving down different parts of my body, breaking up the energy that I've been holding. And simple practices like this can open that channel for a new level of clarity. But it's not coming from forcing it. Like, I need to find some clarity. You're not going to find clarity that way if we're constantly trying to force it. It's like the square peg in the round hole situation. You're like, I just need to get clear. You're like, well, you're not going to find it that way. Okay. You can push and push and push. And I will tell you, in more of a tangible, realistic example, is that if you're going to post something on social media and you're like, I just need to post, I got to get some content on there. We can feel it. You can feel it. If I'm posting something that's just like, I just need to post to post. You can feel it. You can feel the inauthenticity there of like, I just need to get something out there to get it out there, right? You can feel it when you post it. Chances are somebody else can feel it as well. Okay. And I love these small size, tangible things that you can do, because this is what I've built my mini containers around, is small bite-sized things that you can integrate immediately. Because you don't always need that 3-month program. Sometimes you do, and that's amazing, because sometimes I do as well. But sometimes you just need 7 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks of support to get back into your body, remember what's yours, and be able to then operate from a different place of clarity to let someone else hold your shit. I took a deep breath there. So if you just need a deep breath in this moment, just we can collectively take a deep breath together of just like, what would it feel like to let somebody else hold your stuff for a minute? Like that armor, that weight that we carry on our shoulders, if you are a woman listening to this, which most of you are listening to this, it's not really a man's podcast. If you are a man listening to this, welcome. This is for you too. And you feel that weight on your shoulders of just carrying all this shit. And a lot of that isn't even yours to carry. So what would it feel like if you just took that weight for a second and was just like, here you go. I want you to hold this for a minute. And many people are like, well, I don't want to dump all this on you. I'm like, this is literally my job. Give it all to me. Because over the last 5 years that I've been in this work, doing this coaching, I have learned how to hold things for other people that they don't attach to me. So you can give me all of your shit. It doesn't find its way into my body where I am like empathizing and holding everything as my own. I will just hold it for you. I'll borrow it for a little while. Give it to me. I would love to hold your shit for a minute. Like, please dump it all on me. Don't apologize for just like word vomiting to me of all of these things. That's what I'm here for. And that's what I love to do, because I have been through these cycles many, many, many times And the thing that unlocked it the most for me was giving my shit to somebody else, not to figure out for me, because that's our own job to figure it out. But you can have somebody hold it while they guide you, navigate it with you to figure out what's in there. And you're like, okay, now that I gave you this, hold this for me for a minute. Now we can go in and look around and see what's there. And then we can release it and process it and move it. And now, even when you're holding your shit still, you have a different lens and perspective on how to navigate and integrate and move through life that it doesn't feel so heavy. Think about how that would feel. That's what I love and I get to offer in these mini containers, is 7 to 14 days of just someone else holding your shit and guiding you through where it feels heavy right now. So instead of asking better questions is a huge practice in this. Instead of asking like, well, what should I do? What should I do? Ask yourself what feels light or heavy right now. What's feeling heavy right now? Where is your body pulling you? And what part of you is scared to move? Because that's a big one. What part of you is scared to move right now? Because like, what do you think you're going to lose? What do you think you're going to gain? What do you think is going to have to change? And the women who come into my containers often come in thinking that they need the answers. Like, I need the thing. Give me the thing. Give me the answer. But you leave with the permission just to listen deeper within yourself and learn how to take action from what that internal voice is telling you. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really, really cool. So sometimes we're asking for direction when we're not yet able to hold what's next, right? Think about that. And this is a big thing I talk about all of the time. So when people are manifesting or calling things in, we're like, well, I want that $100,000. Okay. But is your body built to hold that $100,000 yet? Do you have some deep money stories in there? Do you have some deep stories about worthiness, beliefs in there that, well, I'm not worthy to have $100,000. I'm not qualified to have that $100,000. So what are we going to do? We're going to sabotage our own shit, because deep down subconsciously, you do not believe that you are worthy or have the habits and the patterns to hold that $100,000 yet. Your body knows that you're not ready to change your schedule and your life and your habits to hold that $100,000 yet. So what is it going to do? It's going to bounce right off of you. So until you're ready to build a body that can hold this many clients, this amount of money, this new opportunity, this new job, this new relationship, it's going to be like climbing an uphill battle. Okay. Clarity expands as your nervous system does. So the more you can build your body to hold these things, meaning figure out how to regulate yourself, breath, sound, and movement, have a toolbox, have the support, have the accountability to move to that next level of your life, it's going to be really challenging. And I'm not saying you cannot do this on your own, because you absolutely can. However, going back to what I previously said, it is so nice to let somebody else hold your stuff for just a little minute, right? This is why these containers are short, potent, and this is why they work. It's like a little reset button, and you don't need to reset your life. I just posted a reel about this the other day. When we have a minor inconvenience in your life, sometimes we're like, well, that's it. I need a new planner. I need a diet plan. I need a trainer. I got to change everything about my life. It's like, no, sometimes you just need a little support, a sacred pause to breathe, to move through the noise and come back into alignment, right? Because you know, it's not just what's on the surface. It's all about your energy and how you're holding it. So if you are in this space, you're feeling the fog, you're waiting for the next step to like scream at you and hit you over the head, and it's okay. It's your reminder. It's okay to be in this middle stage, to not force the answer, to trust that clarity will meet you and find you, that breakthrough, that download will come when you meet yourself at a different level. And if you're feeling called and you're like, oh yeah, that sounds like me, because girl, I know, I get it. I get it. If you're wanting that support or this mini container just to process and move that energy, just like sift through the noise, these mini containers are now open for summer of 2025. They're like bite size, but deeply intentional, because it's not about fixing. It's about remembering. So sit with this. What does clarity feel like in your body? And what's in the way of you accessing that right now? What is in the way? Just sit with that. Use this prompt. What does clarity feel like in your body? And what's in the way of you accessing it right now? Just sit with that. If you are somebody who is in that season right now where you are just like, I need clarity. Ah! You're not going to find it by like hammering it over your head of like, please, forcing. We got to come back into the body, learn how to regulate, let someone else hold your shit for a minute, and then we'll figure it out together. We're not going in to fix anything. We're not going in to be like, I need to figure this out and fix this thing. No. We're just going to go in and see what's there. Okay. So I will link in the show notes that you can sign up, see all of the details, see what fits for you. There's 3 different tiers. One being just a week of Voxer. Voxer is a talk to text platform. So it's just like your texting app. Okay. You can text, but it's like voice memos back and forth. That's a week long. I have tier number 2, which is the core. I have a light core and VIP. So the core is the most popular for sure because it's 1 75-minute call with me, deep dive call. And then you're with me for Voxer for a week. And then the VIP is 1 75-minute call plus 2 weeks of Voxer. And we get to space our call wherever you want. So it's like if you want to start off in the beginning of the week, if you want to do it in between the weeks, if you want to do it at the end, it's really whatever feels comfortable for you. However, if we are working together for 1 week, I prefer to do the call in the front of that week so we can really like dive in and feel each other's energy and I can really understand where you're coming from. And everyone's calls, they all look different depending on what kind of support that you need. So it's a beautifully tailored experience to exactly what you need. It's the most on-demand, most accessible way to get custom high touch support. And it's a really powerful shift in just 7 to 14 days, no matter what it is that you're working through. Even if you're like, shit, I'm afraid to bring this thing here. No one's asking you to share your deepest, darkest secrets. We're working through whatever is coming up in this time and in this season. So I love this. I loved this episode. This was such a fun episode. I feel like the energy was different sitting. I'm recording. I just shared it on my story. I don't know if I shared it here. I'm up in our bonus room space. It's like a little apartment up here and the energy is just, it's just different. And cause I can't record in my office downstairs when my kids are home cause they will not leave me alone. So I came up here and I just love this fresh space. So I will share the links in the show notes. If you just want to also send me a message on Instagram, I am available there too, at Mallory Campbell. But I would love to partner with you. And they're accessible. It's not like you're, you know, refinancing, remortgaging. I don't even know those lingo of your house. Like it is accessible to you. Okay. This is the most on-demand accessible coaching container. And I'm so excited to share it with you. Because summer can feel like a clusterfuck sometimes, okay? I get it. There is no season ever. And I just shared this the other day, and this was the basis of how I started coaching, is I work with women. I came from personal training. I started in mindset. And what women would tell me constantly is, well, let me just get through this season and then. But girl, let me let you in on a little secret. And then never comes. There is never a slow time, especially if you have children. If you are working full time, if you have responsibilities in your life, it's either going to be, here's how the cycle goes. Start from now. It's summer vacation. If you have kids, okay, well, the kids are home for the summer. I got camps. They're home with me all the time. Okay, well, let me just get through the first week of school. Okay, great. Well, now sports are starting. So let me just get through this sports season. But then it's the holidays. As soon as Halloween hits, it's basically Christmas. Okay, well, let me just get through the holidays. Okay. Great. Now it's January. Oh my gosh, the holidays were so much. I just need to recover from the holidays. Well, then it's January and you're like, I don't want to do anything. I'm not motivated in January. So let me just wait another month. Well, then it's spring break time. Okay, well, let me just get through spring break and then I can't. And then it's the end of school year again. And then it's Easter. And now we're back in summer and another year has gone by. That is the cycle that we have grown up in our adult lives. Many of us have been sitting with. Okay. I will just say that because I have been there and I have worked with hundreds of women who have been in that same exact space. And what I will say, if you are in that, but you know you are searching for this clarity or this next level, that space ain't gonna come until you create it. You gotta create it. You gotta be intentional. And if you need support even doing that, that's what I'm here for. So if you're like, yes, I know I want this, but I am not knowing how I'm going to figure this out of like, how can I make this work? Please just send me a DM on Instagram. That is literally what I'm here for. Okay. We can jump on a call. We can go back and forth in the DMs. That's what I'm here for. That's what I love to do. Okay. So this, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend, share it on your story, tag me. I love when people share it online. It's one of my favorite things, because then we get to talk. So if this resonated with you and you're like, yes, this is exactly what I need, click any of the links down below in the show notes, and I will see you next week. Enjoy your first week of summer. See you guys next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.